Now let's get down to the passage, 看一下我们的课文。Let's look at the passage, Lesson 11, One good turn deserves another. 一个好的行为应该得到另外一个，翻译成礼尚往来。Okay, now read the passage, follow me, please. I was having dinner at a restaurant when Tony Steele came in. Tony worked in the lawyer's office years ago, but he is now working at a bank. He gets a good salary, but he always borrows money from his friends and never pays it back. Tony saw me and came and sat at the same table. He has never borrowed any money from me. While he was eating, I asked him to lend me 20 pounds. To my surprise, he gave me the money immediately. I've never borrowed any money from you, Tony said. So now you can pay for my dinner. Okay, that's the passage. Let's look at the first sentence. I was having dinner at a restaurant when Tony Steele came in. 我们注意一下第一句话的时态。I was having dinner. 我正在吃饭，用的是一个过去进行时。When Tony Steele came in, 那么他进来用的是一般过去式，也就是说用过去进行时描述一个故事背景，我正在吃饭呢，然后 Tony 进来。 OK, I was having dinner, 过去进行时用法描述故事背景。 OK, 那这里面 have dinner 翻译成正在吃饭， dinner 指正餐的意思。注意这个词 dinner 双写 n 加 e r k。 I was having dinner, 我们说表吃饭的时候通常不加任何冠词，比如说吃早饭 have breakfast, 吃午饭have lunch, 吃晚饭 have supper, 那么吃一顿正餐吃饭是 have dinner, have dinner, 但是注意吃一顿饭叫 have a meal, 大家注意这时候需要加冠词 a, have a meal 叫吃一顿饭的含义。 OK, 好，这是第一句话。 Tony worked in the lawyer's office years ago, but he is now working at a bank. 我们看一下这句话中出现两个时态。 Years ago, 很多年前 Tony worked in the lawyer's office,很多年前 Tony 在一家律师事务所工作，用的是 worked, 因为描述许多年前的过去动作。 But now he is working at a bank, 但是现在正在一家银行工作。 OK, 用的是现在进行时，表示现阶段正在银行工作。 OK, 那么再就注意一下在律师事务所以及在银行之间的介词不同。我们通常来讲，在地点之前一个大地方用 in 加大地方，比如说在东京 in Tokyo,而在一些小的地点之前用介词 at, 比如说在戏院是 at the theater, at the theater, 在戏院的意思。 OK, 但是这个用法并不是很绝对的，有些情况下会出现一些特例，比如说文中的在律师事务所，我们想一下它应该是个小地方，在律师事务所，但是应该用的是 in a lawyer's office, in the lawyer's office。 好，我们这样把它当作特例来记下来，在律师事务所 in the lawyer's office。 OK, and let's go on. He gets a good salary,But he always borrows money from his friends and never pays it back. He gets a good salary. 他的工资很高。当我们描述工资很高，可以表示 a good salary, a high salary, 以及 a fat salary. 那么相反的，工资很低可以说 a poor salary, a low salary, 表示工资很低。 OK, he gets a good salary, but he always borrows money from his friends and never pays it back. OK, 这个动作是 borrow. 我们知道borrow 翻译成借来，它表示针对于主语来讲借入的概念。通常短语是 borrow something from somebody, borrow something from somebody, 从谁那借来什么东西，表示借入的意思。我们看一下，通常借入东西很高兴，是个笑脸。那么相反的，借出去那么会很发愁，是个愁眉苦脸的，是个哭脸。那 lend 表示借出去，借给某人某物是 lend something to somebody, 或者说 lend somebody somethingLend somebody something, 或者是 lend something to somebody, 借给某人什么东西。 OK, 好，这是 borrow 以及 lend。